Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a good day, had a good weekend. Glad to have you back in. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You could check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. I have, I kind of went from the last day backwards. I think I've got like maybe four or five more shows to put up and on Audio Boom, and I'll be all caught up. I'll try to get those done tonight. But I just have to go back and get, I had like four or five in June that I have to go grab. I think I got most of the July ones up, so you can take a listen if you would like. I'd like to take a chance here just to take a chance. How about take an opportunity? There we go. To discuss our sponsors of the show, DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, iCubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group. Randy Wehofer is coming in today. This is kind of cool because they're on an off week and with some downtime, and he's got, I texted him today and said, you know what? If you need a break, you can take a break. And he said, nope, ready to talk. So I don't know if he's going to call in, and I kind of have a feeling he might be coming in. So I am always ready to talk baseball. You got a lot of things in baseball to talk about. You have the All-Star game coming up. You have the first half. You have Juan Soto and his contract and all these different things. And to see how things went this past weekend with the iCubs. Nice to see Monte Morris out there, and I want to see how Thor and Spider-Man did, of course. So it'll be nice to get to talk to Randy. Okay, so let's just get started here. I have a couple of things here I need to do. So let me. This is an extremely busy week. I have a golf outing on one day this week at Terrace Hills, which I'm very excited to get to play at Terrace Hills. I haven't been out there since they did the renovations. So I'm really excited about that. Even more excited as it is Hy-Vee IndyCar race weekend. If you've been listening at any point today, you might have heard some little snippets in there that we did. We did a couple of segments or a couple of quick little spots on the radio for this. But it's the NTT IndyCar Series race. There have been 15 races hosted at Iowa Speedway, with the last events contested during a doubleheader weekend in 2020. I think this is going to be a fantastic weekend, but they've made this so it's going to be a ton of fun. Friday, is a time where everybody, it's Free Family Friday. All fans will have opportunity to take part in the Hy-Vee IndyCar race weekend for free during Family Friday. Gates will open at 2. You can, all the grandstands areas will be first come, first serve. You'll get to see a little bit of racing. At 5:30, the infield will open up to allow fans a chance to take a walk on the racing surface, and both IndyCar and Indy Lights will host an autograph session from 6 to 7 at the team garages in the infield. Somewhere in the stadium, Steen on Sports will be live. Scott and I will be live there on Friday from 4 to 6, so come out and see what's going on. It's just they've got a lot of things. You have world-class racing. You have entertainment. I'll hit that in a second. You have food truck challenge that's coming up. Free Family Friday. It's just all kinds of things going on. So you have pre- and post-race concerts. Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line, Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton. Come on, folks. That's with your ticket to get in to see these excitement in races. This is what I know for sure. It is a 1/7 of a mile track that is fast with multiple lanes that you can drive and go. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It'll be great to see you out there. So come enjoy that. I have another on August 1st. I have another golf outing that I'm doing with a couple of my buddies. It is called Four Homeless Veterans. It's Monday, August 1st at the Legacy Golf Club in Norwalk. That's one of the reasons I love doing it. I love golfing at Legacy. The Central Iowa Shelter and Services, CISS, is hosting our 5th annual For Homeless Veterans golf outing, benefiting homeless U.S. veterans that are staying with us in our emergency shelter. Join us Monday, August 1st at the Legacy Golf Club in Newark for a round of 18 holes in support of homeless veterans right here in Central Iowa. By participating in this event, you are supporting a mission to provide homeless veterans an opportunity to grow, rebuild, and find their dignity again. The funds raised help to maintain all 150 beds at the emergency shelter, provide street outreach, and cook 600 nutritious meals each day for many of our veterans. These services are the first steps towards stability and self-sufficiency. What a great thing. I'll talk about that a couple more times today and throughout the week up until the event. That's something that's exciting. You can, if you can't play golf and you'd still like to donate to this cause, you can check me out on Twitter. Go to @SteenOnSports. Just drop me a note and we'll figure something out. This is a big deal. And it's the really nice thing. It's very dear to the friend who I'm playing golf with. And in my world, if it's that important for him, it's that important for me, because that's what friends are for. So I'm a huge, I can't wait to get out there and I can't wait to do that. So it's just a good cause. And, you know, we ask so much of people to give service to this country and then tend to forget and don't understand all that they've been through. So a good way to help. I don't know if you have not been to a race in Newton, you have to go. You just have to go see everything out there. It's a really cool, interesting place. When I first started going out there, when NASCAR was having stuff out there, you could see all the, there's a bunch of NASCAR drivers that pilot their own planes, and you have an airstrip right there. So it was quite interesting to see. So we have all that going on this weekend. This past weekend, I will say the biggest thing over the weekend was the British Open. Cam Smith, congratulations to him on his win. You talk about taking a tournament by the horns and just saying, this is mine and this is what we're going to do. He definitely did that, and it was so much fun to watch everything on TV. I'm gonna hit the scores here just so I can click on this. Rory McIlroy had a day that you would have thought he shot a 70, so he shot 2 under. You're thinking, okay, this is not going to be an easy day. There's a lot of pressure on people. And a couple of young ones. I'm clicking on Cameron Young here as soon as it'll let me. Cameron Young. Oh, my goodness, sometimes. Let's see here. It was right there. Cameron Young came in 2nd. He is 20. He was born in 97. He is 25. He is 25 years old. That is crazy. He had a weekend, I'm telling you. So he was part of lead group in day one, shot a 64. He came back in round two and shot a 69 and still was in the hunt. Round three, he shot a 71, 1 under. And yesterday he shot a 65, including an eagle on the par 4 18th. What a day for Cameron Young, an American golfer. Cam Smith, he went out and took it. He shot a 64. I mean, Rory McIlroy shot two under par on that day. Tommy Fleetwood shot a 67. Victor Hovland, who was in the group with Rory, really struggled on Sunday, shot a 74. Brian Harman starts out the tournament with a 73, then went 68, 68, 66. That is incredible. Then you had a couple of LIV golfers, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, coming through at 13 and 12. Jordan Spieth with a very good tournament. Patrick Cantlay with a good tournament. So a lot of excitement with their Tiger missing the cut. John Daly missing the cut after playing really well. He had a bogey, double, bogey, double to finish off his round to not make the cut. And then just to throw in some more, just a couple more golf things. Sergio Garcia. So since I started watching golf, when you're talking about the Ryder Cup and you're talking about USA against the world, you're thinking Phil Mickelson, you're thinking Tiger Woods, you're thinking Sergio Garcia. Sergio Garcia is thinking about dropping off the DP Tour, which is the English or whatever, that's their same as the PGA, because he just said, you know, they don't want to give us points. They don't want us to play in the Ryder Cup because they made the switch. And then you had, a couple of David Ferretti. He's the best announcer in golf. His show is amazing. He is signing with LIV. And then maybe the biggest blow so far, that you just had your British Open champion, the quiet mumbling out there, but getting much stronger, is Cameron Smith is getting ready to join the LIV. Well over $90 million to join. I've been going back and forth on this for ever since they started talking about it. And I thought that, I thought a little bit that maybe Tiger saying some stuff, but he backed off some of that. And then Rory was all against it, then saying, okay, maybe they can do what they want. And then all against it again. I guess I don't quite understand. If the PGA thinks this is going to go away and the PGA thinks that it's such a bad idea, and you're not talking about people that we don't know. You know, this isn't golfers 200 through 300. This is Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson. You're talking big names. I think Patrick Harrington might be thinking, there's some other ones as well. They're just not your everyday, you know, it doesn't matter. I guess I just don't understand the whole, you know, the whole thought process going through this is, you know, they don't want to be a part of the PGA Tour, so we're going to punish them. And, I know that some people think that, you know, LIV is not going to be around for very long and whatever, and just keep them out. Well, I don't think the courts or the federal government is going to let them keep these guys out. It kind of goes against some of the rules and regulations of having a tour, is the open-ended availability with caveats. You have to play in a certain amount of events. You have to do certain amount of things to stay on the tour. Everybody has to do that. I've seen the ebb and flow about who's looking good, who's not looking good, who looks more petty. And to me, right now, it's pretty simple. The PGA is being pretty petty about this. You have some guys that made a business decision. And the PGA took it personal. And the PGA is in a really good stance right now where they're at. But this doesn't make it look good. And if they would siphon off a couple of more players, You know, having David Faraday and Charles Barkley calling a golf tournament somewhere, people would watch. It's still golf. You know, what is the next week? Next week for the PGA, this coming week, it's the 3M in Minneapolis. It's a special place in my heart because one of my son's buddies, a couple of them actually, work up there and do that. That's something for me. I like that. It's not like it's the greatest card you've ever seen. I guess I don't understand the whole part of, okay, if they're going to do this, then we're just going to, you know, we're going to take them out. You know, we're going to take away the record books. Now, the only reason you're getting away with it right now is because Tiger's not doing anything about it. And people go, oh, you're overestimating Tiger. Tiger does something. Then you're talking about Justin and Jordan and Ricky and all of these guys who are Tiger guys. And they're going to take a look at that, and they're going to see. You know, John Rahm just had a baby. Wants to have more kids. Run around, come across, go back across, doing all that. Or sign up and play live for 6 months out of the year and make $90 million. That's kind of an easy choice. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Be back right after this break. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday again. Hope everybody had a good day. Drive safely home. No bad reports yet, but boy, we had a rough week last week, so be safe. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. Website, 1700thechamp.com. This segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest in 2011, provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense in proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for your employers. We are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environment safe and more healthy for the occupants of your buildings. Heritage Building Maintenance, doing it the right way. And with people's health and a healthy environment at the top of their list. Okay, so high school baseball, high school softball going on. I've seen a couple, and I'll try to pull them back up. 40 minutes ago, up at Merchants was Cam versus New London. They were going through some of these. They move so quick that I can't catch them all. The home run hitting contest is tonight. I saw some, let's pull those up. I saw some odds for that. Let me get there. That's the wins. That's the... It's a very interesting... It's not easy to do. And a lot of people, a lot of these guys, all these guys have home run hitting power. And you can see that it's not easy, man. You have to have the right person pitching to you. That is the most important thing. If you're ever in a home run hitting contest, that is the most important thing of all, is you got to have somebody that you trust throwing you the ball. So Let me, I'm going to click on here. Best bets for the Major League Home Run Derby. And I'll give you the matchups. It's Kyle Schwarber, Phillies against Albert Pujols. Pete Alonso, who's won the last two, against Ronald Acuna Jr. I could see Pete Alonso getting beaten that first round. Corey Seager of the Rangers against Julio Rodriguez of the Mariners and Juan Soto of the Nationals and Jose Ramirez of the Guardians. Here's a little backstory on baseball too. You're going to see something happen in the next year. So Juan Soto just turned down $450 million. It was a 15-year contract, $30 million a year. And you heard all this. You heard all this going, what in the world is he thinking? You know, look how much that's almost a half a billion dollars. And then you take a look at what other people are signing for, and people are signing for $40 million a year. So the Washington Nationals were trying to throw a high end figure out, but low ball yearly and not increasing. It's just 15 years, $30 million, $450 million guaranteed. Here's the thing. And I get all of us would say, well, no way. I mean, they wouldn't even have got it out of their mouth and I would have signed the contract. That's perfectly fine if it was just for you. And you're like, well, it's for Juan Soto. No, it's Major League Baseball. When you do stuff like that, so you have to always remember, when we have Randy in here, Randy will help with this a little bit. Maybe he'll agree with me, and maybe he won't. That even makes for better radio. Major League Baseball owners want to have a certain salary structure, and they want to control the salaries. Major League Baseball Player Association, Player Union, wants the players to make the most amount of money that they can make. So you always have a wrecking ball right in the middle. Yes, getting 15 years guaranteed $30 million a year on a player who is, let me see if it actually says how old Juan Soto. He is 23 years old. So he'll be 38 when this contract would be up. 38 or 39. So let's say 39. Still, for the way that the Major League Baseball is now with a designated hitter, Juan Soto could probably hit baseballs until he's 40. He is an amazing athlete, amazing power, just a real good kid. Because he's a kid. He's 23 years old. He's just a baby. I mean, Kyle, I just want to go. Kyle Schwarber is 29. Up and down career. Is when he's hot, he's one of the funnest people to watch in baseball. Albert Pujols is 42 years old and still playing at a high level for the St. Louis Cardinals. Major League Baseball is where Major League Baseball is in part because of Albert Pujols. For all intents and purposes, Albert Pujols and all the home runs and everything he did, he's going to be over 700 home runs. He did it the right way. And there is reasons to look upon that as a big deal. Pete Alonso, who's won the last two of these home run hitting contests, he's 27, a very big part of the New York Mets. He is going against Ronald Acuna Jr., who does not have, neither does Julio, and neither does Jose Ramirez. They don't have things underneath there, so I can click on them. Corey Seager plays for the Rangers, used to play for the Dodgers. He's 28. He's very young. We already said that Juan Soto was 23, Schwarber. So if I know Ronald Acuna, Julio Rodriguez, and Jose Ramirez are all under the age of 26. So a young with a little bit of spreading of a little old. I don't know. I don't think Pete Alonso can do it. But here's the other thing. He's had a couple of years, and he has the right person. I'm telling you, the most important thing when you're trying to do this and you're trying to hit home runs in a stadium is you have to have a pitcher that you trust will get you the ball where you want it. You have a a swing plane that you want and you need him to put the ball there. And the more times he puts the balls there, the more that's when all this stuff, because all these guys now, they are so locked in. It's launch angle. It's where my hands, where what's bat speed. It's not about everything it used to be, just raw power. They know what spin rates are. They know all of that. That's the most amazing thing with golf. And it's the part of golf that weekend golfers or a golfer like me, at a reasonable course, my course, Copper Creek, love Copper Creek, love all the staff, love everybody there. That's my course. I love that course. I shoot 88 to 92. I don't chip well sometimes at all. I putted really well yesterday, but I mishit, you know, 7, 8, 9 balls around. That really puts your score up there. That's also not, you know, you're not playing and practicing. That's like these guys. You're not playing and practicing. But everything in sports now, and even in football, in basketball, it's spin rate. You know, your jump shot. You can't shoot a knuckleball. What's your spin rate? Tennis, what's your spin rate off your racket? Golf ball, what's your spin rate? Even if you mean what's your launch angle? What is your height? What's your depth? I mean, all these things. It matters. But in baseball, the biggest thing is, because that is moving at you, it has to be in the right spot for you to get your angle that you need. Very interesting stuff. It'll be a big deal. We'll talk more baseball when Randy either stops in or he calls. Other news for ESPN did the ESPYs, and I just saw this, and so I'm not gonna blow up on this, but I just seen this, but Alea Boston didn't get invited to the ESPYs. There's a little underlying tension with ESPN and the sports world, specifically women's sports, that it's a forgotten commodity. You hear it from female participants in sports. You hear it sometimes from female leads at ESPN about female sports. And here's a, you know, here's another. The male player of the year was there, but the female player wasn't. And why is that? Paige Beckers, who I'm almost confident was that player of the year before, was there the year before. I don't know. You can see the connotations here, right? It's an African-American woman. Why wasn't the African-American woman invited to the ESPYs when she was college, NCAA college basketball player of the year? I don't know. I got in enough trouble just questioning when we were talking about having that player. I think Alea Boston is an amazing player. She plays on a team with 4 other amazing players. There were some other people, and I'll be quite honest, Ashley Jones, Caitlin Clark, it matters. And I think the reason that you can't go the other way has nothing to do with Leia Boston, but I think that had to do with ESPN as well. The way that we get sports, if it's, you know, there's so many different ways. I have they're not young kids. I have 26, 23, 21. They get their sports totally different than how I get my sports. I get a third of mine from social media follows that I do on people that I trust and people that, and I try to go on both sides of what I think, you know, that's the easier way for me on who I follow in social media. I don't want to follow somebody in social media that has the same exact things that I think. I don't think there's anybody out there like that anyway. I want to hear differing views. I don't, you know, we all used to get our sports from ESPN. I don't do that anymore. I think that all of these, and this is my biggest problem that I have with college athletics right now, is I think these TV contracts and these TV networks have way too much say over what's being done. I'm telling you, on paper. Now, here's my caveat. If you take the top four teams from each of these, the Big 12, the Big 10, the Pac-12, the ACC, the SEC, you take the top four teams, and there's probably maybe more of a difference in football, not as much in basketball, baseball. I mean, it's just, I'm just pure looking at the way it is. And all you had to do was you had the ability to watch everybody play, see how they played, but not listen to all the minutia that comes around it. Part of that minutia is me. I state things on this show as well. That's part of the minutia. The reason that we are led to believe that the SEC and the Big Ten are the two biggest commodities out there is because that's what the television stations want, and that's what these two conferences want, not to get their product out and be seen, to get paid money. The SEC already has contract with ESPN. I don't think they really want to go out and sell their market to somebody else. They like their market. It pays them good money. So ESPN is gonna pump them up. They pump up the Big Ten. All these different things. You can't tell me by looking at each of these conferences on any given day on neutral fields, there is that big a difference between the top teams in these leagues. What I'm trying to say is a couple of leagues that people are picking on, and it's the Big 12. And yes, I'm a Big 12 guy, but I like the Big 10. I like the SEC. I like it all. But I'm not going to sit here and take things from media out there that the Big 10 and the SEC are so far above the Pac-12 before they took two people from the Pac-12, before they took two people from the Big 12, before the Big 12 took four teams from various other places. It's, you know, they look at TVs, they look at how many people watch games. It's not about the talent of the football teams. The Paul Feinbaums and all these guys of the world, they're car salesmen, and a lot of people buy in. I'm not one of them. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way and my way sometimes. 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM.
Drive High, brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Brewed in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great day. Fast day. Went fast. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website's at 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins, I don't think we get another Minnesota Twins. Hold on a second here. Let me... Jake. Yes, so we have the Twins are on break. Friday, my show is live at Iowa Speedway. Saturday, from 2:30 to 5:30, you're going to get Hy-Vee IndyCar. Saturday, you're going to get Twins and Tigers joined in progress. Sunday, you have IndyCar. And next Tuesday, Twins Brewers at 6:30 pregame. So with all of that being said there, sponsors, I'll talk about the IndyCar racing here again before I go home today. Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, a new branch up in Ames. Once again, drove by it again the other day. Really cool. They have three locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state. They've been a sponsor of this show since I came back on with Steen on Sports. It means a lot to me. the group means a lot to me. Specific people there mean a lot to me. And when I talk about them, I was talking to some people this weekend, and I'm like, you know, when I talk about the people that take the time and effort to help with the show, I get a little, you know, it affects me. It really does, because it means a lot. It means they trust me to sit in here and say things on the radio about sports and about things, to not embarrass them or not to do any of those other things. But the commitment that they have, that they have trust in me, just like I have trust in them. Northwest Bank is a big part of that. Commitment you can count on. They'll take care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, wealth management, private banking. They'll do all of that. And that's great. Now let's get to the nitty-gritty here. The nitty-gritty is they are going to give you a commitment. You're going to walk in. You're going to tell them Steen sent you. You're going to tell them what you're looking for. And a lot of times, even as adults, I'm 56 years old, sometimes I could walk in and go, okay, I know a slither of things that, you know, I understand and I need, but there probably is a whole bunch more. That's the commitment they're going to give you. They're going to take you through that. They're going to tell you the things that are out there. They're going to tell you, by looking at you and what you've said and all those things and what you need, and they're going to put you in the right situation. They're not just there to take your money and give you a debit card and say, welcome to the team. It's more than that. It's commitment. And that's why I appreciate everything that Northwest Bank has done, member FDIC. Okay, so I got through a little bit with, I do have to read this because I just happened to open up and look at ESPN. And one of the headlines is that Texas and Oklahoma, unless something drastically changes, is still not joining the SEC until July of 2025. And this is the part of through all that. And it was a pretty long article, and they were going back and forth. And I think one of the things is your mark, the new Big 12 commissioner, is like, hey, listen, if this works out for everybody, I think we can find a win-win to get you out of here. Which is, he said it nicer than that. I might have ad-libbed. I might have ad-libbed that part a little bit. As my computer is ad-libbing as we speak, because I was saying something. See that? I was saying something about Texas and Oklahoma on an ESPN website, and they dropped in sound to cut that off. Anyway, so I'm reading through there, just seeing. I go, well, that's interesting that they decided. And he said, hey, this is Joe Castiglione. There's a lot changing around us. If that facilitates a conversation that needs to take place about an earlier departure, then it does. But I have said consistently, and I know my counterpart at Texas, Chris Del Conte, said the same thing as have our presidents, that we have informed the conference that we would leave after the 25 season, and we plan on fulfilling our obligations and do the honorable thing. That's where I stopped, fell off my chair, had to pull myself back up and say, wow, he just said that they're doing the honorable thing. Well, the honorable thing would have been not negotiating outside of the conference and switching conferences. That would have been the honorable thing to do. Sorry. This is my Big 12 bias. I apologize for that. Seriously. Well, the honorable thing is that we should stay here through the 25th. No. How about the honorable thing you do is you leave now? You don't get the cut of the Big 12 money. I don't even care if the reason that most of the Big 12 money was there was at first because of you. It doesn't matter. You don't want to be there. We don't want you there. Now, we don't want Oklahoma there because Oklahoma's really good. And that's a tougher game. Texas, not a big deal. Just kidding. Texas, you get to do what you get to do. Good luck. USC and UCLA exiting the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. I think that's gonna happen before July of 25. I think that'll happen in July of 24. Anything that the Big 12 does is I believe they're gonna want to do it in 2024 as well. When Central Florida and BYU and Cincinnati and Houston come in, and I am hoping as well that there are three or four more that will join at that time and set that stage for when TV contracts start going out to see what the dollar amounts are and who maybe you need to add more. I love the fact that the Big 12 is being I love the fact that they did what they did when Texas and Oklahoma left. You would have thought that all of these conferences outside of the Big Ten and the SEC would have taken heed from what happened to the Big 12 and tried to put in place a better watchdog to see if things were moving in directions or that, because I'm assuming that USC, UCLA, that it was not out there in the open that they were going to do that. It was kind of a shock to everybody when it happened. So people didn't learn their lessons. I don't know. It's a difficult thing as a fan to go through. And I understand maybe, on social media, you have Iowa people that rip on me because, hey, it's Big 12. Listen, if they'd have came in, if the SEC would have came in and said, you know what? Yes, we're going to take Texas and Oklahoma and we're going to take Ohio State and Michigan as well. You guys would be in the same position that we're in right now, maybe worse. So don't say stuff. It's just, it's not good. And then you went out and poached from there, because you went and poached a couple of teams. So I don't know what to do. I did want to mention a little bit about baseball, and I'll mention this when Randy comes in. He's here. I'm going to go let him in as soon as this segment's over. He just texted me. Adam Major, University of Iowa pitcher, started at South Dakota State. He was there when my son Nathan was a freshman as well. Adam's a great kid. Was chosen number 52 with the San Diego Padres. Peyton Williams today, another baseball playing, played AAU together. I mean, we've grown up with Peyton Williams. Johnston family, great family. He went number 218 to Toronto. Dylan Nedved also was drafted by the Padres in the ninth round, 270. So two pitchers from the University of Iowa getting in to play for the Padres, and Peyton Williams to Toronto. Congratulations to all three of them. That is an amazing thing. Parents, congratulations. The great thing, I don't know Dylan, but I know Adam and I know Peyton, and I know they're great kids. And the families are great as well, and it's a big deal, and congratulations. One other thing today, you had a change today. Caden Proctor became a five-star. When you're 6'8 and 370 pounds and you can run down the floor and play basketball and wrestle and play football and do all the things he does, the fact that he wasn't a five-star had more to do with we live in the Midwest than it has to do with anything else. Because, and not in formal terms, but I have met and talked with Caden at different sporting events, not based on radio, just based on thinking he's a really cool kid. And when you watch him and how he interacts with people and he interacts with kids, he's somebody you want to go talk to. It's somebody you gravitate to. He's just a good kid. He's a solid. And it's so subjective to be a three-star, a four-star, a five-star. It's nice to have a number by your name. It doesn't mean anything. How hard he works and how athletic he is, that means everything. And he's going to have a very, very, very successful career. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Baseball, All-Star, Contracts, iCups, Randy Weyhofer coming in next.